Introduction to the Epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Galatians. The most crucial and pressing questions in the first churches were addressed in this letter to the Galatians from the Apostle Paul. What is required for people to be saved? And how do new believers, especially non-Jewish Gentile believers, relate to the Jewish Old Testament law? Remember that most of the first followers of Jesus and the early leaders in the church were Jews who claimed Jesus as their Messiah. As believers in Christ, they struggled with a dual identity. Their Jewish heritage pulled them to continue to be strict followers of the Mosaic law. But their newfound faith in Christ invited them to liberty based on the principle of love. They wondered how Gentile believers could be part of the kingdom of heaven. Paul wrote emphatically that any promise of salvation that also requires human effort is no salvation at all. As you listen, reflect upon the fact that any belief system that requires meritorious effort from its followers for salvation denies the finished work of Christ's death and resurrection. But notice also that freedom in Christ is not freedom to sin. In chapter 5 of Galatians, Paul contrasts the works of the flesh with the fruit of the Spirit. Just as we are saved by faith, we grow in Christ-likeness as we depend on the Holy Spirit through faith.